Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. Oh, my thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we get into your word this morning, we're asking the Holy Spirit to come forward to open our hearts and minds so that we are receptive, Father, to this thy word, and to give us greater understanding of the meaning, Father, so that the words that we speak and say are not our words, but yours. Now, Father, be with us throughout this study. And we ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're going to be dealing with two chapters here. They're very controversial and are not really taught in most of our churches. And as we go through them, you're going to understand why. We're in the second chapter of 1 Timothy. Now, in verse 1, it says, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplication, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. And he says, all men. In other words, we're not to do it just for a few, but for all men. And as we really would take a look, most important of all, prayer is to hold the preeminence in church, in church meetings. There's four different types of prayer that are mentioned here. Supplication, which are precise requests for specific needs. Two, prayer is a general word embarrassing various kinds of prayer. Confession, adoration, and so on. And three, intercession prayer denotes prayer to God on behalf of others. Four, giving of thanks, which is the giving of prayers of praise. Now, in Jude, it says for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all goodness. A quiet and peaceful life. The word quiet means not troubled from without. That is prayer enables good government to ensure that its citizens are not troubled by enemies or forces outside its borders. Peaceable means not troubled from within. That is the church's prayers also aids competent government in maintaining law and order within its own borders. In the translation, godliness and honesty is unfortunate for, pardon me, for the exercise of these virtues is not dependent upon good government. They can be cultivated even in poor political management and persecution. The text should read that we may lead a quiet, peaceful life with the utmost reverence and respect. This respect is for government authority. Respect can best be realized when rulers are competent and rightly discharging their duties. Otherwise, it is difficult to respect rulers when they are incompetent and unjust. Now, three, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. Four, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. You see, God is wanting all men to be saved. And he's wanting all men to receive that knowledge. That is why the Lord Jesus Christ came. The Father sent him here to become our sacrifice. A sacrifice that was had no sin at all, and gave his life and shed his blood for you and I, so that we could have all these things that we are reading about right now. We can be saved, and we can come to the knowledge of the truth. But you see, when you turn your back on the Lord, or you reject him, and you don't want to take the time to do things his way, and you want to continue going your own way, it just will not work. Now, he goes on here to 5 and says, for there is one God, one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. And we know why that is. We just got through talking about it. Because he became that sacrifice for you and I. And that made him the mediator between us and God, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. 7. Whereunto I am ordained a preacher and an apostle. I speak the truth in Christ and lie not, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and variety. Paul is letting them know exactly how he stands. 8. I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. Now, there in that 8, he says, I will that men pray everywhere, that men in every locality pray. Men are to lead audibly in public prayer. Women are to pray silently. This directive remains the same in every locality, geographically being no factor. The manner in which men are to pray is that of lifting up holy hands, that is, with a pure life, which is without wrath and doubting, or without disputes. We're coming to something today that is very controversial. Well, really, not so much controversial as they just go against it and really accept just the opposite and go ahead and do it their own way. And we are seeing a lot of results from it today, and the results are negative. Now, 9. In like manner also that women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with braided hair, or gold or pearls, or costly array. You see, they are to dress modestly and in discretion. The female has a divinely implanted desire to have a good appearance. And Paul is not discouraging this, rather, he is speaking against extravagant and ornamentation dress. And I'm going to stop there because they're getting ready to cut us off. Now, we'll have to get into that this evening. I don't know what they're up to, but they're sure cutting us off. Now, I don't know about the people that's running this Dog Talk Radio. I'm going to go on, but I'm going to do it on you. I am on YouTube, so I'm going to go on here with YouTube. If you called in, you're listening on Dog Talk, get on YouTube for the rest of it. All right. Now, here in verse 10, but which becometh women possessing godliness with good works? Let the women learn in silence with all subjection. But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. For Adam was first formed, and then Eve, and Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in transgression. Notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing if they continue in faith and charity and holiness with sobriety. All right. And we are at the end of chapter 2. I am going to stop there. Now, I'm sorry this has happened, but this is out of my control. It's something that took place there at Blog Talk. Instead of giving us the time that we should have had, they cut us short time-wise. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close your word, we thank you for your word, Father. And Father, I thank you for times that we can come together in sharing your word so that we can all learn and walk closer to the Lord Jesus Christ, walk in obedience unto your word as we pass through this life, that we can be servants to you, Father, to do the work that you call upon us to do. And Father, we do pray for all mankind. Those that are walking in darkness, Father, to come to light, that light being the Lord Jesus Christ, so that they can be forgiven for their sins and find salvation. Father, we pray for Israel and Jerusalem. Have peace. But also, Father, for them to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and their Messiah. In this land of ours, Father, I pray for it. And I pray for the evil to stop that's coming out of our government and coming upon our people with all these rules and regulations that are against the word. Now, Father, help us to remove those and to replace them with ones, Father, that love you, love the Lord Jesus, love your church, and love this country, and work with us to bring this country to repentance, Father, and put our government back upon the foundation of which it was founded, and that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, for each and every one that will hear this message, I pray for them and their families. May the Holy Spirit work with them and touch those that are walking in darkness, Father, and bring them to the light, and that light being Jesus, so that none of the family be lost, Father. I'm asking this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Have a great day. And hopefully be back with us this evening, 6 p.m. God bless.